Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Beis Omud Aleph. And we are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. We are in the middle of Simin Shin Gimel. And we're about to begin the very important Sif Yud Ches. We still have a little bit of the Mishnah Berurah to pick up from yesterday's share, Sif Katan and Zion. So we'll go over that quickly. Yesterday we talked about a person not carrying a key in their pocket, but should carry a key in their hand in a place where there is no concern with carrying, because if they put it in their pocket, you may come to forget and carry it outside in the Shul Sarabit. Whereas if you have it in your hand and you're carrying a key in your house in your hand, there is no concern that you'll forget and carry it outside. And the Mishnah Berurah had started discussing that in Sif Katan Nun Zayin and said that there is no concern, lo shayach shema yishkach v'yotzienu gam l'shul sarabit, when you're holding it in your hands. Otherwise, the imkain, if that were true, lo ye rashay shum kli l'taltel b'bayis u'b'chotzer shema yishkach v'yotzienu. Otherwise, if we have a concern that if you're carrying it in your hand, you may come to carry it outside, then you would never be allowed to carry anything inside your house on Shabbos. And obviously, that's ridiculous. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, avol b'mashe natil lo lotzio derech malbush, if you allow something to be carried out as a piece of clothing, so then, the hainu kishutoli b'chaguraso, if it were to be tied to his belt, and you'd carry it out in that way, matzihu kishodim holech b'mabusho shochech b'holech l'kol mokum shurwagil af b'yushu sarabim, ve'enu poshto b'yemtza. So then, if we allow the person to wear it in this way in his house, he may easily forget and come to carry it outside, and he won't remember to take it off. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "V'zeh otam gufa shel adeya shniya de Sif Yud Ches," and that is the reasoning behind the second day that we'll learn in Sif Yud Ches. Shesviro lo to call tachshit she'asu lotzis bo l'shus sarabim derech malbush, anything that is forbidden to go outside l'shus sarabim when you're wearing it, then it's likewise also l'skashit bo gam b'bayis v'chotzer, then you can't even wear it in a place that has an area, a place where you're allowed to carry. And this really is a beautiful introduction now to the very important Sif Yud Ches. And there actually is a important introduction found in the Bir Halacha by the Chofetz Chaim in Dibur Maskil Kol She'asu V'chulei. And he writes as follows, Beyur Tamei Chiluk Yadeos Biktzara. I'll give you a quick introduction to the Shitus that we're going to learn in Sif Yud Ches. And that's as follows, Tehine Masnisen, from the Mishnah, from the Mishnah, simple reading, it would appear that any type of jewelry would be forbidden to wear in a courtyard. And here we're talking about a courtyard where you're allowed to carry. The only exceptions would be a kovul upea nochris, a certain type of hat or certain type of strands of hair. The muteris bechotzer, that are allowed to be worn in a chotzer, kidei shlo tizgane albala, in order that a woman should not appear disgusting to her husband. Now, that's what the Mishnah says. Then he quotes Ravi Anoni Bar Soson, writes Mishmei Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yosi in the Gemara. He argues Polik Usvirale. He holds the Kula Mutarim Bechotzer B'Kol Kikovel. Anything is allowed to be worn inside an area that has an area around it, inside a chotzer. Uposak Rambam. The Rambam writes V'od Harbe Rishonim as well. They hold like Rav. The Svirale Kitana de Masnisin hold like the Tana of our Mishnah. But even within this opinion, there are different opinions. The Rambam, the Rambam, and the other Rishonim that hold like him, they hold Sviralhu didavka bechotzer she'enom oreves. They're talking here about a chotzer that doesn't have an area around it. The damil shus harabim, that is the equivalent of rishus harabim to a certain extent, and therefore you can't go and wear it in that place. However, avol bechotzer meoreves, if the chotzer has an area around it, and certainly because you get a bias, which is of course a place we can carry. Lo asru klal hiskashet. According to this lenient opinion of the Rambam and his colleagues, you would be allowed to go and wear this in a chotzer that's meurevis. That's the first opinion that we'll learn in the Shulchan Aruch shortly. Then he brings down the Ramban, the siyato, those that hold like the Ramban, the afilu b'chotzer meurevis, asru ruad de babayis, that you're not allowed to wear this even in a chotzer that has an erev and even in a house. That's the first yeshomer, which is a machmer opinion. Then he brings down the Das Tosos, the Halacha, Rabbi Anoni, Bar Soson, the Kala Tachshitin, Shorei Bechotzer, Av She'enu Merevis. He has that you're allowed to wear Tachshitin in a courtyard, even if it doesn't have an Erev. And this is the Das of the Yeshomim Hasheni that we'll learn in Sif Yud Ches. So we have these three opinions over here, and now we will go and learn inside Sif Yud Ches. We've been alluding to this Sif for a couple of days now, a critically important Sif. The Mechaber writes, Kol She'osru Chachomim Lotzeis Bolu Rishus Harabin. anything that the rabbis forbade a person to go and wear in a Rishus HaRabim, because it's really carrying and not wearing it as a malbush, then also lotzeis bo lechotzer she'enom o'revish. You're not allowed to go into a courtyard that doesn't have an area around it with that as well. One exception being chutz mikovul u'peah nochris, except for this type of a hat called a kovul, or peah nochris, foreign hair on your head, which we'll define as well. The hainu klia seyar shekola besog sara. These are types of hair that are woven into or braided into the woman's own hair. That's the first opinion that the Mechaber brings down. Now let's understand this inside the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Nun Ches. Hainu mibayis lechotzer. A person would be forbidden over here to go from their house into the chotzer that isn't mu'ureves, because this is the equivalent of carrying. And certainly you couldn't go and put this on in the chotzer itself, if it doesn't have an Erev around it, because as we just said, this is equivalent or similar to the Rishus HaRabim in the Halacha. Of course, Rishus HaRabim is Doraisa, and this would only be a Derabanan, and therefore they're similar. However, but this first opinion says that to go and carry it from your house into a chotzer that has an Erev around it is not a problem, and certainly, is not a problem to carry such items in your house. Now, what is this kovul? So, Sivkot Nun Tes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hainu kipa shel tzemer, this is some sort of a head covering, a hair covering over here that's made out of wool that we learned about in Siv Gimel. And the same thing he says applies to another type of covering that we learned about there, Vuadin Itzdama Hakosu Sham. Both of these have this same halachic heter over here. And the reason why they're mekel, Vatam Shetiru Tachshitim Elu, why these types of head coverings, these types of adornments are permissible, Kidei Shelo Tizgana Abalo Im Lo Tizkashit Klal. The woman doesn't wear any makeup, the woman doesn't wear any type of adornments over here, there is unfortunately a concern that her husband will become disgusted by her, and that's the last thing that the Chazal wanted, so therefore they didn't institute any rabbinical prohibitions over here, and therefore it is permitted to wear this kovul or peah nochris no matter what. Sivkat and Samach explains exactly how this worked. They would take this kli aseyar, they would take these tolush pieces of hair, shetzovarto al sa'oro milamala, that they would attach or put on, lavdavka, they had to attach it, as the Sharet Zion himself says, lavdavka in Sivkat Nun Beis, that this was actually braided in, but it could just be on top of her hair, kadesha teroa balaser, so they make her look like she had more of a full head of hair, which would make her more appealing to her husband. Now, very, very important, dear Shifut number 31, who reminds us that this peah nochris that they're talking about over here is not what we would call a sheitel today. And that peah nochris over there was something that the women would wear to make their hair more appealing, as opposed to the sheitels that the women wear today, they're to cover up the woman's hair, and they have a totally different function than the peah nochris that is described over here in the Gemara. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal therefore says, she'ein dino kepeah nochris, that the sheitels that women have today is absolutely not the same halacha over here as this peah nochris. Sha'peah bismanim, that again, the type of peah nochris that the Gemara is referring to was for the purpose of beautifying the woman, solely for that purpose. And therefore, also and therefore we have the question, a problem of carrying it into a place that doesn't have an Erev around it, such as a Karmelis or certainly a Rishus HaRabim. But the sheitels that women wear nowadays, that's for tznius purposes, and that's an absolutely permissible thing for a woman to wear. It's no different than any other malbush. It's a malbush gomer, he says. And therefore, a woman can wear a sheitel even to a real Rishus HaRabim. This is also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz Shlita, and it seems to be the accepted halacha l'maisa, certainly amongst all Ashkenazic poskim. Rav Shlomo Zalman further adds that a woman is allowed to go out with some sort of a tichel as well, because that's also called the malbush gomer for the woman. Now that the Mishnah Berurah of Kadosh Samach Aleph, he writes, the muta b'chol chotzer, with this kovul or peah nochris, you can go into any chotzer, kidesh lo zgan al bala, even a chotzer that's not mu'revis, chanal, as we've already explained. And he says, look in the bir agra, shemetzadid kideh rishonah, the Vilna Gaon Paskins over here, like this first opinion. The issue for number 32 has a long discussion as to whether other Achronim agree with this opinion. We don't have time to go through this footnote, but I ain't shum if you wish further details about this. So that really concludes the first opinion that's brought down by the Mechaber. Then he brings down the Yesh Omrim. There is another opinion, and this is the opinion of the Rashba that's brought down by the Magid Mishnah, as well as the Mordechai in the name of the Ri. And that opinion states the kol she'asru latzis bo, anytime the rabbis forbade a woman to go into a public domain wearing this type of jewelry, afilu l'skashit bo b'bayis asur, then even in the house the woman isn't allowed to wear this. And certainly because she'kin latzis bo l'chatz ha'murevis, and certainly to go from the house even to a chatzir that's murevis would be forbidden. She can't even wear it in the house, according to this opinion. And the one exception is chutz mikovul u'peir nochris. Here is where the exception of the kovul u'peir nochris comes into play. Again, as we explained in the Mishnah Berurah of Kodesh Samach Aleph, that's so that the woman shouldn't appear to be disgusting in the eyes of her husband. Then finally, the Mechaber brings down the third opinion, and this is the opinion of Tosos in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam. Sha'akol mutter lotzeis bo b'chotzer afilu eino murevis. In a courtyard, even if there's no eiv around it, you can wear any type of jewelry. How do we, in fact, paskin? So the Mechaber tells us, v'yo'idna, nowadays, nowadays, the women are very meiko. They've taken upon themselves their big kula that they do wear all the tachshitim that they want on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach Beis explains, haynu afilu b'rishus harabim shalanu. They have taken this to the extent that even in the Rishus HaRabim, our Rishus HaRabim today, they are allowed to wear the jewelry. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, the Mechaber is going to explain why this is so in a second. And he writes, the Mechaber is going to now go and explain why this kula was taken upon themselves by the women. The Yesham or the Medina Asuras, as we'll see, there are those that say that it's absolutely forbidden min hadin to go and do this. Even if we allow them to go and wear it in a chotzer sheinam mareves, halo rishus harabim shalonu afilu nomar de'ein olav din rishus harabim machmas shein shishim riba bokim bo b'chol yom kidigli midbar. Even if you want to say it's not a real rishus harabim because we don't have the 600,000 people like they had in the midbar. In the Diglei Midbar, when they had the Degolim in the Midbar, the Klai Yisrael was 600,000 men, so that's called the requirement for Rishus HaRabim. So even if you want to say our Rishus HaRabim that we have today is not like their Rishus HaRabim, nevertheless, halo lo griya koponim kim karmelish zman hashas, our Rishus HaRabim today at least must be like a karmelis in the times of the Gemara. V'lo motzino b'gemara shum dea shemati b'karmelis, and nobody allowed tachshitin to be worn in a karmelis. And therefore, he says, v'yei shalim duzchus, therefore, the limut zchus over here as to why the women took upon themselves this kula, the kivin dahashta les lon rishus harabim klal lekama poskim. That's because according to some poskim, many poskim, today there is no real rishus harabim, the lekel amigzmar atu rishus harabim. And therefore, the rabbis didn't institute over here a prohibition that you may come to wear it in rishus harabim, because we don't have a rishus harabim, so therefore they weren't gozer in a karmelis that we have today. And therefore, our karmelises today are like the chotzer sheinam merevis, and it's permitted. And so, Beir Divrei Shulchan Aruch, Lamayin Beveis Yosef, Av Shaloshon Dochol Kitzas. He says, Mr. Burr says, that's really what the Mechaber is telling us over here, albeit it's a little bit forced. Now let's see this Mechaber inside. We did a little bit backwards, and we did the Mishnah Berurah first, and now we'll see the rest of the Mechaber. And he writes, that which we said, he says, there is the opinion, and this is brought down in the Imtosus, the Rosh, the Ran, that they really shouldn't be allowed to do this. However, the women will not listen to us, so therefore, we apply a principle that when somebody is not going to accept the halacha, and you know that in advance, sometimes it's better just than not to tell them the halacha so that they'll only transgress it accidentally rather than transgress it intentionally. Then he says, V'yei shalim du aleim zuchus, others had a limus chus on the women, why they took this mekel opinion. Lo mashein noagos kein al pisvar achrona shikosati. That's based upon the other reason that I wrote, shelo asru lotzeis v'tachshit el chotzer sheinu mareves, that technically there is no problem going into chotzer sheinu mareves, and since nowadays v'hashta d'les lon rishus harabim gomer, since we don't have a real rishus harabim, havalei kol rishus harabim shelo nuk karmelis, so our rishus harabims today have the halachic status of a karmelis, and therefore v'dino kechotzer sheinu mareves u'mutter, and it's that halachically the same as a chotzer sheinu mareves, and that's why the women have taken upon themselves this kula to go wear their jewelry in what we have today, even as a Rishus HaRabim, because it's really only halachically like a karmelis. Now, the Ramah brings down an additional reason. He writes, Hagav, yeh shomim otam lahatir, another reason why we have allowed the women to take upon themselves this leniency. The Ramah says, nowadays, women don't only wear jewelry on Shabbos, they wear jewelry all during the week. And it's much more commonplace that women wear jewelry. And therefore, v'leka l'mechash gil machveh, There's much less of a concern that a woman will take off her jewelry and show it to somebody else and therefore carry it down the line, because they wear it all the time and it's not such a big deal. In those times, in the Gemara, people would only wear the jewelry on Shabbos, so if they only see it then, there's a chance that they'll take it off then. And therefore, it wasn't the regular thing that they would wear, so that concern applied. But today, it doesn't apply. That's what the Rambam is telling us. However, the Mechaber continues and he writes, Umiyu, however, Tabas, what we have said until now, is for jewelry, but not for rings. Tabas, Sheish, Aleo, Chos, Alisha, a signet ring for a woman, which we said wasn't normally worn. And likewise, for a man, Meshein, Aleo, Chos, Alisha, a man to wear a ring without a signet ring, that was also very unusual. Ditnan, Ba, Chayev, Chattis, which we learned that for these situations, that's really considered carrying, and it's Isser Daraisa. So for this, Afba, Carmelist, Osir, Afil, Lidon. So the Mechaber tells us, even nowadays, in our Carmelis, it's forbidden to wear such rings. So this would be true for anything that we said is an Issa Daraisa, so you can't go and wear it in our Carmelis today. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samach Gimel explains, Rosh Lomar, the Hosam Kishinosi Kishu Lovush Embo Mishumasa, that when a person is wearing something, that's not considered a burden. The Leis Beirach Issa Darabonin, at the most it could be an Issa Darabonin. Because at worst it's only a gzera over here, then maybe you come to carry it, you'll take it off and carry it when you show it to somebody. Therefore they were makel nowadays, masha'en came bazeh, as opposed to with the signet ring, there is not such a leniency. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach Daled writes, Af b'karmelis, and according to Vilna Gaon, this would even be forbidden in the chotzer. In any event, we're now back to the Mechaber. That was the opinion that men don't wear rings and women don't wear signet rings. But now he brings down the Yesh Mishomer. There is an opinion that says, Shibizman is that nowadays the men do wear rings and women do wear signet rings. Nowadays that men do go out wearing rings on a weekday. Therefore, it has a status of being jewelry for them and they could wear it on Shabbos. And therefore, likewise, women nowadays that do wear a signet ring, so the same din would apply. This would have the same halachic status as jewelry, and therefore would be permitted, according to the opinions that we've said, that it's permitted to wear the jewelry. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach Gimel writes, Ubechidushi Rabbi Kiva Eger Kosav, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, the Av Shein Limchos, even though you don't have to protest if a man wears a ring over here, Sheyesh Lo Ami Lismo, because there are opinions that say that he can do this, and Dishafu number 35 brings down those opinions. Nevertheless, the Yari Shemayim, a person who's zealous in his performance of mitzvos, would not go out with a ring at all. And we're talking here, going outside the Erev, we say you wouldn't wear that ring at all. Now we go to Sivkot and Samach Vav. The Mishnah Berurah is commenting over here on the Mechaber, telling us that a woman does wear a signet ring nowadays, and therefore it's considered jewelry, and it's permissible. And he adds, Hainu, Lefi Mashikosa Betchila, Al Pitzvar Achrona, De Betachshit Muteris. This is, of course, going according to the opinion that says that jewelry is permissible. Only according to that opinion is it permissible for the woman to go out with a signet ring. The Chaber continues and he writes, Mikol Mokum Tzorach Lahazir Lanoshim, one has to be especially careful to warn the women, Shalot Tetzena Ela B'machotim Shein Tzvichus La'amid Kishurein V'lo Yoser. That's in regards to a din that we learned previously, that women can go out with pins in their hair. So that's only for pins that are absolutely needed to keep their hair in place. Shein Tzvichus La'amid Kishurein V'lo Yoser. But they can't go out with any extra pins. Ki Vazeh Shein Lehem Toeles Bo Yishmulonu. Because here, the women will listen to us, and therefore we don't have this heter that we brought down before, that better that they should be shogigos rather than to be mezidim, because here there's no reason that they won't listen to us, and therefore we have to tell them you're not allowed to go out with extra hairpins. Mishnah Berurah explains this, if Katan Samach Zayin wrote Salomar, Afilu l'chol asor samakil, even according to the lenient opinions, Hayin rak b'davar shu takshe, the only reason that we're lenient is because it's jewelry, v'lo b'davar sheno takshe, but we're not lenient for something that doesn't have the status of being a takshe. Ulefikoch ma sheyete b'sif tes, machat loham madas kishurim, that which we previously permitted you for a woman to go out with something that would go and keep her hair in place, so lo yu yosem mechotim b'tzifo, b'chtei atzorech la'amadas ha'kishurim, you're only allowed to go out with the pins that are necessary to keep her hair in place, or her garment closed, etc. The machach eino mamedes hakishurim eino takshir klal, because something that is not being used over here to maintain her hair in the way it is, or the bundles that she's wearing in the way that they are, then that's not allowed. Ukumo should be aron ushon besif test, as we already learned in previous shiur. Sifyot test. The Mechaber writes, Sorach lahazir lanoshim shalo yital tulu machach shenital chudo o uktzol losum batzifim. You have to warn the women, make sure that they don't come and carry a needle that the pointy part or the other side has been taken off for their hair nets. Elo imkei nitam erev Shabbos, unless it was already taken off on erev Shabbos, this chudav uktza, the point or the other end, the thicker end, the yichadol l'shem kach, and then she designated it for this purpose, and then it's allowed. However, the Ramah brings down ayin l'kamen simin shinches if yud aleph, where this isn't so clear, and we'll have to wait till we get to simin shinches to learn that din. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samaches we'll have to save till tomorrow. This is a very tough shir. I hope it's been clear, but that will conclude today's shir.